From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of December 7th, 2015. This week, the music of A New World Overture by Timothy Seaman of Williamsburg sets the stage for remembering a Virginia-born president's declaration in 1823 about European involvement across the seas in the affairs of the New World, or the Western Hemisphere. Have a listen for about 25 more seconds and see if you can guess that Virginia president and that declaration. If you guessed James Monroe and the Monroe Doctrine, you're right. Born in Westmoreland County, Virginia in 1758, James Monroe served in the Revolutionary War and then in several political and diplomatic posts before becoming the fifth U.S. president in 1817. His eight-year presidency is most noted for what eventually came to be called the Monroe Doctrine, first declared in Monroe's annual message to Congress on December 2nd, 1823. In that address, Monroe stated that the American continents are henceforth not to be considered as subjects for future colonization by any European powers. He also stated that the United States would view as dangerous to our peace and safety any attempt by European nations to extend their political systems to the Western Hemisphere, particularly in former Spanish colonies that had recently declared their independence. Monroe's declaration aimed to do several things: secure U.S. territory from European powers, keep the United States neutral in European conflicts, keep those conflicts from playing out across the Atlantic in revolutionary movements in Spain's Latin American colonies, and assert diplomatic independence from Britain, whose navy was the most powerful force on the seas. Later extensions of the doctrine, such as the Theodore Roosevelt Corollary in 1904, have been used to justify various U.S. military interventions, particularly in Latin America, and that legacy continues to be debated and controversial. But in 1823, Monroe's message was a widely popular statement of principle by a young, ocean-surrounded New World Republic to the powerful monarchs and navies of the Old World. Thanks to Timothy Seaman for permission to use this week's music, and we close with a few more seconds of New World Overture. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.